Friday morning, when you were standing next to me at the counter, I was so close to you. It was electric. All those weeks of conversation and intimate moments with no physical contact had left me aching with desire. Your hands, so pretty, so feminine, were on the counter just inches from mine. I wanted to grab you, spin you around, take you in my arms and kiss you, a long, passionate kiss. Even with a room filled with people, I felt close to doing so anyway. When you left, you glanced over your shoulder at me, a look that seemed to convey wanting. Later that day, I sent you a text asking you to come to me that evening. You quickly replied, "Yes." I wasn't surprised, but I was nonetheless filled with excitement and anticipation, as I hoped you were too. When you arrived that evening, it was raining outside, so when I opened the door, you hurried in. I took your wet jacket and asked you into the kitchen and offered you a drink. Then I suggested we move into the living room. I sat on the couch, and you sat next to me. I was acutely aware of the short distance between us now, and of everything you did, every movement, every gesture, the sound of your voice, the bare scent of your perfume. We had stopped talking and looked into each other's eyes, a long, deep, knowing, intimate stare. My heart was pounding. We both knew what was coming. I moved toward you, but slowly stopped just before your mouth, just millimeters away. I could feel your warm breath. You then leaned in ever so slightly, and our lips met, soft and wet. It was heaven. We held each other and continued to kiss, gentle at first, and ever more passionately. I kissed your face, your neck, and eventually moved my hand to your breasts and began to massage them. You put your hand on my thigh and began stroking. Then I unbuttoned your shirt and took it off and unsnapped your bra, and off it came too. Your breasts were so beautiful. You were so beautiful. You quickly unbuttoned my shirt and off it came. Then we began to kiss again, and I started kissing your shoulder and down your chest to your breasts, kissing and sucking them. Nothing had ever tasted better. Finally, you moved your hand to my crotch and began massaging my bulge. My cock ached to get out. I had been hard since the moment you walked into my apartment. You unbuckled my belt and began removing my pants. I obliged by removing my remaining clothes. It felt so good to be free, to let my cock gain its full height, instead of being clamped and constrained. I was rock hard and throbbing, but I was free. I ached with desire. Right then, I wanted to lean you back, spread your legs and plunge into you, fucking you. But I didn't. I wanted more. I wanted you to be ripe with desire. You wrapped your hands around my cock and began to stroke me, pulling me gently toward you. It felt incredible to have those beautiful, soft hands around me. I unbuttoned your pants and slid them off, and then when I reached your panties, I lingered. This is a moment I loved, so full of anticipation, about to reveal the roundness of your bottom and the heaven between your legs. As I pulled your panties off, I brushed my mouth across your leg, smelling you, tasting you. I kissed your foot and began to kiss my way up your leg until I got to your soft inner thigh. There I slowed. I didn't need to spread your legs, as you had gladly done that for me. You were literally trembling with desire at this point. I slowly inched my way up your thighs, first one side, then the other, and stopped with my mouth ever so close to your pussy. You could feel my warm breath as I took in the moment, the anticipation building. The smell of you was intoxicating. I gently kissed you between your legs. You gasped. I started licking you up and down and around your soft folds. I used your moans and cries as my guide to your pleasure. As I held your hips in my hands, you moved your hands to mine. Our fingers entwined. You squeezed me as you moaned and called out. Finally, when I knew you were close, I got up to the couch. I knelt between your legs. Your pussy was soaking, dripping wet. Your lips were so swollen and red. You were like a beautiful flower opened wide and beckoning me in. Your pussy wanted me. Your whole body wanted me. Wanted me to fuck you. So I did. I grabbed my throbbing cock and I brought it in scourged head to your swollen lips and slowly slid it around your slippery hole. Slowly I slid myself inside you. I thrust all the way in until my balls were pressed hard against you, and then I slid out and then thrust slowly in again. I loved the sight of my cock going into your pussy. Eventually, I lay down on top of you, and we wrapped our arms around each other in a tight embrace, thrusting in and out, kissing, fucking. This was what we both had wanted. It was sublime. It was ecstasy. You moaned and called out, "Oh God, oh God, oh God." And finally, you began to arch your back and moan and cry louder. I thrust faster and harder so we would come together. And then I seemed to explode with cum over and over and over and over, as if my body had long been waiting for this moment, wanting to give you everything I could. When it was over, we lay together in each other's arms, gently stroking and kissing each other. The feel of your skin, the gentleness of your touch, your warm breath and soft voice. I couldn't have been happier.